Lauren Dilger. Monsoon season in Arizona is one of the most distinct times of year here, when the hottest days of the summer are broken up by powerful dust storms, pouring rain, and a big drop in temperature. But this year's monsoon season was one of the driest on record. And last year, only 0.66 inches of rainfall were recorded at Sky Harbor International Airport. So will this be the new normal? Are we in danger of losing this beloved season? Well, our next guest says whether or not they disappear, monsoons in Arizona are certainly going to look different in the future, and climate change is likely to blame. Christopher Castro is a professor of hydrology and atmospheric sciences at the University of Arizona, and he told me that the long-term trends show we will be getting fewer monsoon storms in years to come, but the ones we do get will be more extreme.
There have been some recent studies that show maybe more accurate global climate models are projecting a potentially drier monsoon that's actually pretty consistent with what we've observed this year.
Wow. So it could be that we don't experience this season almost at all then?
I'm not going to say that we won't have a monsoon, but the character of the monsoon is certainly going to be a lot different. And places like Phoenix and Tucson, the precipitation is going to be more extreme and more variable, and variable within the season and variable probably between years.
Okay, so let's talk about why. I imagine climate change is going to come up here.
Climate change is a likely culprit. And the big reason why it was so dry this year is when we have our dry conditions during the monsoon or right before the monsoon, it is usually when we get a big upper level ridge of high pressure centered over the southwest, and this is called the monsoon ridge. It's not typically until that monsoon ridge moves to the north or north and east or north and west of Arizona that we get moisture coming in and the evolution of monsoon thunderstorms. This particular year, that ridge sat over Arizona most of the summer, and so it is hot, dry air that's being compressed that led to record high temperatures in places like Phoenix and Tucson and very dry conditions. I think the driest monsoon conditions we've observed throughout the state.
So when you talk about the other end of this, that when we do get storms, they may be more extreme, more violent, what might that mean? Like, is this something we're looking at, you know, seeing a once in a generation storm every couple of years, like we're seeing with hurricanes in the South or something like that?
It's actually very analogous to hurricanes. Hmm. And so when you think about hurricanes, what is making them more intense is it's driven by thermodynamics. And that's just a fancy way of saying it's driven by heat, increases in heat and moisture. Monsoon storms are analogous, and they feed off the same energy released in latent heat of condensation that's released in clouds. It's the same as hurricanes. And so in the last 20 or 30 years, we've had more atmospheric moisture here in Arizona, and it's been warmer. And so that is going to provide more energy to monsoon storms, albeit fewer monsoon storms, but they will be stronger and more violent when they occur.
So we were already talking about the wildfire season in the West, and we're seeing it here in Arizona as well, being worse than normal. We're talking about droughts mm-hmm. continuing. What kind of long-term climate impacts might this have if we do not have a monsoon season in the same way that we're used to?
Well, let's go back to what I was saying about the monsoon ridge. So that ridge, it sits over Arizona, and as long as it's sitting over Arizona, we're realizing our hot and dry conditions. But what we've observed in recent decades is that ridge has become more intense and more spatially expansive. And so this is depriving the opportunity for these disturbances in the upper levels of the atmosphere to act as triggers for organizing monsoon thunderstorms. It's not to say that they don't happen, but they're less frequent. And so we're getting lots of these hot, dry conditions that now, this summer, they're persisting even through August. Late July and early August is typically the wettest time of the monsoon. And so we realize record high temperatures in places like Phoenix and Tucson. So for the future, if we're going in a world of it's hotter and drier and rainfall is more intermittent but stronger, And that's not good, because even when we do realize monsoon rainfall, then the soils will be so dry and impermeable to that rain that they won't penetrate the soils, and a lot of it will just run off. And if we've had wildfires in our mountains, like we had in Tucson with the Bighorn fire, mm-hmm. you'll realize debris runoff from that rain hitting that impermeable soil from the wildfire and just run down all the mountain.
So these kinds of conditions we're experiencing right now are likely to continue and even get worse, it sounds like.
As far as we know from climate projections, that's likely the case. And not just climate projections, but what has been happening in the last 20 or 30 years or so. We know things like monsoon precipitation has become more intense. We know that temperatures have become hotter. We know that wildfires are becoming more frequent and more intense, where they're becoming these mega fire scenarios that started in Tucson and now have expanded all across the West Coast this season, that we can't even see the sun in the sky.
Yeah. So it sounds like this is imminent in a way, and we're just sort of getting used to this idea or realizing this on a mass scale right now. Is there anything in your research that we could do to change this? I mean, is this just going to be a new reality we all need to get used to? Or if en masse, you know, we make big changes to the way we live our lives, could we go back to the way things were? Is it over?
Well, I can't answer the question of what do we do to change it, because that is in the realm of social policy and politics. And that's a choice that we have to make as a society. Do we want to choose a path where would change our energy system and make the political decisions therein as difficult as they might be to do that? But what I can say is, here in Arizona, we can adapt our cities and adapt our lifestyles to deal with this emerging reality. So we can design our cities in ways that have green spaces and conserve water and mitigate some of these increases in temperatures that we're observing. And we can design our infrastructure to cope with more extreme weather.
All right. Dr. Christopher Castro, thank you so much for joining us to talk through this.
Okay, thank you.